is KI4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chute portion. This being Wednesday night, the rag chute portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the rag chute. Don't have any Echo Lake stations up now. Or yet, but we'll recognize these that use the pre-check-in function on the repeater. I'd like to say good evening to W4FCM. That's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride in 4IEI. That's Miss Isla. They're in Traveler's Rest. And KA5WLL. That's Mr. Leroy. He's over in Taylor's. And KI4LZI. Mr. Andy up at Table Rock. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill down in Anderson. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John up there in Brown Summit. And KG4WNP, that's Mr. Landon, he's over in Liberty. And KN4MDA, that's Mr. John, and he's over in Lyman. Appreciate all these fine folks using the pre-check-in function on the repeater. If you're listening, I appreciate you being with us tonight, and we got you in the log. We'll go on up to the alphabet, M through P, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel. My name is Fred. I'm currently mobile at C-Box 732. Everybody else on the net, I'll be negative to negative tonight.
KI4DOS. Great, please check in and out. K4OSH. Kilo 4 Oscar Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden. No traffic. No comment. Thank you, sir.
For DOS. Guys, waiting on Miss Lorena to check in before I did, but please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike. Walt, Lake Bowen, and Edmund, I'll be negative.
Yes. Please check in, Whiskey, Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC. This is Matt in Western Greenville County. Just hit me in and out, sir. 731, everyone on the net.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KO4NNH, Mr. Fred. He's mobile down there in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Fred. And K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat. He's down in Malden. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Pat. And K4OIM, that's Mr. Walt up there at Lake Bowen and Edmond. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Walt. And WG4MC, Mr. Matt, over in Western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt. Got an Echo Link station up now. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango Sierra, Jim, and Pelzer, be negative and negative, just listening tonight.
Like to say good evening to KW4TS, Mr. Jim, down there in Pelzer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Again, Whiskey 2, Mike, Julia, Bravo, W2MJB, Mark in Simpsonville. Also checking my wife, Wendy. Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, That's KM4HTP, Wendy, in Simpsonville. We'll be negative and negative tonight, Gary, but thanks for calling the net. 7-3 to everyone.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to W2MJB. That's Mr. Mark. And his sweet bride, KN4HTP. That's Ms. Wendy. They're down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mark. Tell Wendy we said hello. Let's move up to the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Don KI4DOS.
Foxtrot 4, Romeo Victor Hotel. My name is JD. I live in Berea with no traffic, no round table.
T-Check-In, Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Romeo. This is Jerry on base station. Negative and negative.
QS. 4ROW, Richie and Greenville. No traffic, no round table.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KF4RVH, Mr. JD over there in Berea. Appreciate you being with us tonight, JD. Hope you're doing well. Been missing you. Glad you're back on the air with us. Also like to say good evening to KO4NNR, Mr. Jerry. He's down in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jerry. Got a good signal up there from Greenwood tonight. And K4ROW, Mr. Richard over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Whiskey November 4 Sierra. Chris and Lyman, no traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all the net.
Say good evening to WN4S, Mr. Chris up there in Lyman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Let's move on up to the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4-0 Hotel Foxtrot, Keaton, Columbus. Good evening, Gary, and everybody on deck. Just check me in and out if you can hear me.
4DOS. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net. And please say hello to Miss Joy.
QS. And Kilo November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha, Stephen Inman. And I'll be negative and negative. Have a good evening there, gang.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KE4ZHF, Mr. Keith up there in Columbus. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Keith. Good signal into the repeater tonight, Keith. Had no problems copying you whatsoever. Hope to see you up there at the Asheville Ham Fest up there in Waynesville. Also like to say good evening to K4XB, Mr. Tommy. He's down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tommy. And KN4VWA, Mr. Steve. He's up there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Steve, hadn't heard you in a while. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Uniform Through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. To the front of the alphabet, to the Alpha through Delta group, A through D, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative. Lorena's feeling a bit poorly tonight, so I get the check-in duties, and thank you, Walt, for waiting on her.
Kilo, Oscar, 4, Bravo, Delta, Mike, Jim, and Taylor's negative and negative.
Charlie, Juliet, Whiskey,
The name is Roland, and we're located in Pickens, and there's two negatives, and good night to all you fellow hams.
Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative. Thanks for calling that night, Gary.
KI4DOS. Mr. Jordan, please check in Whiskey 4 Alpha Kilo Golf, a.k.a. Easley, negative, negative.
DOS. Whiskey 4 Alpha November Hotel, W4ANH. This is Jack from Simpsonville. That'd be negative, negative tonight.
KI4DOS. You check in and out November 4, Bravo X-ray, Bravo. This is Herb up in Shelby, but I'll be sticking around listening.
For DOS. Great, please check in. Kilo, Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, David in Easley. No traffic, no comment. 73 is to you and everybody on the net tonight.
Yep. And Kilo November 4, Bravo Echo Mike of KN4DEM, Dan, down here in Greenville County. No announcements, but I'll stick around for roundtable.
For DOS. Mike 4, Bravo Lima Hotel, Kurt in Greenville, negative, negative, and thank you.
4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, great group of folks that time. Like to say good evening to KK4DMW, that's Mr. Rick, and his sweet bride, KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight. Rick, tell Lorena and Michelle we said hello, and tell Miss Lorena I hope she gets to feeling better real soon. She needs to get back on the air. But do appreciate you checking all your folks in tonight, Rick. Also like to say good evening to KO4BDM, Mr. Jim. He's over at Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. And K1CJW, that's Roland over at Pickens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Roland. And W4DJW, that's Mr. Dave. He's over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. And W4AKG, that's my neighbor AK over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, AK. Tell Miss Teresa we said hello, and you owe me a speaker. Also like to say good evening to W4ANH. That's Mr. Jack. He's down in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jack. And N4BXB, Mr. Herb up there, Shelby. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Herb. And KB2BYQ, another neighbor of mine, Mr. David, over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. And KN4BEM. And I missed your name. Give me your name. It was my fault, not yours. But I got you down for some comments in just a little while.
For DOS, this is KN4BEM, Daniel. Go by Danny.
Now, you go by Danny. Instead of Daniel, we'll call you Danny. I'll be back to you in just a little while for some comments. Hope you're doing well. You be careful out there. Also like to say good evening to KM4BLH. That's Mr. Kurt, and he's over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kurt. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Move on up to the Echo through Hotel group, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. And everyone on the net, this is November 4, Hotel Charlie in 4HHC. Warren and Taylor's negative and negative tonight.
4DOS, please check in KO4HKX. Patrick up in Penrose, and I'll be negative and negative.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N4HHC, Mr. Warren, over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Warren. and KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick, and he's in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Patrick. Additional stations echo through hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Try India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative and saying 73s for each one of you.
Kilo 4, DOS. Please check in and out. Kilo Golf 4, Juliet, India Alpha. KG 4, JIA, Dennis and Gaffney. Good evening to you all of the net, 73.
DOS. If you and Miss Joey are well, please check in, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Joy, and good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
4DOS. Please check in, Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus, in and out, if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 73.
4DOS. And Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Quebec X-ray. This is Jeff down in Ware Place. I'll be negative and negative tonight, Gary. 73 to you and everybody on the net. Have a good evening, sir. Thanks for calling the net tonight.
DOS. To you and to Miss Joy as well. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Lima Alpha Oscar, KO4LAO, Jim and Traveler's Rest. I'll be negative and negative. 73 to all on the net.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening, KK4JFO, Mr. James, up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. And KG4JIA, Mr. Dennis, up there in Gaffney. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dennis. And W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid, he's up there at Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. And KO4JQX. That's Mr. Jeff. He's down at Ware Place. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jeff. And KO4LAO. That's Mr. Jim, and he's up at Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. And K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. And when I left the other room, she was in there reading and watching TV at the same time. Multitasking. Oh, me. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Please check in, Whiskey Alpha 4, Kilo Charlie, Juan and Gringo, no traffic, no comments, been listening, 73.
4DOS. Check in, Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor, KO4JKV, this is Duncan in Nashville, no traffic, no comment, and 73 to everybody on the net.
4DOS, Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to WA4KC. That's my buddy Juan over there at Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Juan. Tell Carolina and the rest of the family we said hello. And you tell Gabriel he should have called me to come help y'all. Hope y'all got all that work done over there. Also, like to say good evening, KO4JKV, Mr. Duncan. He's up there in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Duncan. Good signal down here, as always, from Asheville. Any others, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. up to the big group, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4-DOS.
KI-4-DOS. Sierra Uniform Golf, K4HUG, Rates Average Zest, no traffic, good evening, Gary.
KI-4-DOS. Hey, Gary, please check in Alpha-Alpha-4-Romeo-Mike, AA-4-RM, Robert Easley, negative 8.
Yes. WD4DYA is Johnny. Oh, still on the mountain. No traffic, no roundtable. Good evening, everybody.
DOS. Please check in Kilo Golf 4, Papa Foxtrot, India. Name's Don. Check in my wife, Linda. Kilo Golf 4, Quebec, Lima, Quebec. We're in Piedmont. Good evening to you and Joy and everybody on the net.
4DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo 4, Zulu, Zulu X-ray. K4ZZX. This is Steve. We're at the in beautiful Greenville County tonight. I do have traffic, no comment, but I've got some net booked.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to K4SUG. That's Brother Ray up there in Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Ray. Tell Miss Edie we said hello, and I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. And AA4RM, that's my neighbor Robert over here in Easley. Robert, you get the door prize tonight. You hit number 50 for me so far tonight, so we will give you the door prize. You tell Miss Bonnie we said hello and hope y'all are doing well. And WD4DYH, Mr. Johnny, up there still on the mountain. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Johnny. Tell Kathy we said hello. And KG4PFI, that's my big old tall buddy Don. And his sweet bride, KG4QLQ, Miss Linda. They're down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Don. Tell Linda we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And K4ZZX, that's Mr. Steve up there at the base of Paris Mountain in beautiful Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve. And I'll be back to you to get your item for the swap net in just a little bit. Got another Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS. Fred, over there on Echo Link, if you don't have audio capabilities, if you'll send me a text via Echo Link, I'll get you in my log tonight. Love to put you down on the log book here. If you've got audio, try it. Try to get in and check in with us.
Net Control, please check in KI-4MRA. I'll stick around and listen.
I'll be right back to you. Net would like to say good evening. KI-4MRA. That's Fred. And Fred, could you give me your location? Didn't have any audio on you that time. Try it one more time.
Over here in Greer, if you can't get this, I'll go out to the mobile rig. KI-4MRA.
I got you that time, Fred, over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us. And you don't have to go out and get in the mobile, but the second time you transmitted, you brought the repeater up and you could hear just a little bit of white noise, well, it was all, you know, just like a dead key, but I didn't have any audio the second time, the last time you came back in again. But we got you in the log, appreciate you being with us. Reach out, go ahead.
In the net, I have traffic.
Steve, what's your traffic?
JBQ, Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec, Kilo 4, Zulu, Zulu.
For JBQ here.
JBQ, K4ZZX. Every time I hear you remind me of the guy that does the weather.
on the 160XXX band. But you sound like you're a pretty good narrator. I had somebody approach me the other day asking if I had anybody in mind or knew anybody that would be interested in putting down either narration tracks on videos that were being recopied, things like that. I was wondering if you had any interest in that.
Gee, I to tell you the truth, I'm flattered, and I'm appreciated that you thought of me. But I really don't have any interest, and you can bet I'll be on here, and you can as often as I can, and I'll be listening for you too. You have a really good night, KK4JBQ.
I just wanted to check on that. If you don't ask, the answer is always no. But I do appreciate it. I send 73 to you all on the net. K4ZZX clear. Return to KI4DOS in the net.
If you want to put a number on that so I can count it as peace traffic. If you want to put a number, you know, a number figure on that piece of traffic so I can put it down as formal traffic.
Then, Gary.
291, 12, give me a number.
Well, shoot, the way things been going for me, I was going to put 13, but we'll just go with number one.
I got you down. Glad that you were able to pass that traffic over there to Larry, and we got it down. We'll count that as a piece of formal traffic for this evening. I do appreciate it there, Steve. Be back to you in just a little bit to get your swap net item. Do we have any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS.
KN4UBG, Mr. Kevin, mobile around there in Fountain Inn tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kevin. You be careful out there on the mobile. Any others all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. We got most everybody for the time being. This is KI4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net. We're doing thanks for all those folks checking in with us tonight. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag G portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had one gentleman with items for the swap net. We'll grab him first, and then we'll see if there's any others. K4ZZX, Mr. Steve. Steve, what have you got for the swap net tonight, young man?
Good evening, Gary. I have got two sections of 10-foot Rome 25G tower, and I've got the top section, and I'm thinking that it is the 8-foot section. It looks to be the shorter one. This is a Rome 25G. It's got stainless nuts and bolts that'll be going with it. We just got it down recently. The only thing you'll need for turnkey deal would be a base and set it in cement or whatever. We won't be asking $300 for it.
Howdy, Steve. You have two 10-foot sections of Ron 25G tower, and you have one top section, which is the shorter. It's either 8 or 9 foot section. I don't remember which, but it's the shorter. It's not quite 10 feet. And got the nuts and bolts and screws and other common hardware to go with it, and you would like $300 for it, correct so far?
Well, all right, and I can be reached at area code 864-535-339. QSL?
Yes. the last four. I got 864-535, and then you broke up just a little bit, and I got 339. Is it 3339?
339. That is correct.
We got her down. Does anyone need any fills on these three sections of Ron 25 Tower that Steve just listed? Right now, Steve, well, as usual, we will run this for a few weeks. When you sell these sections, of, and let me know, and that way I can keep my book straight over on this end. Do we have anyone else with anything else they would like to add or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS. 4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. First item up on the swap net book is for sale. It's an Astron RS7A. That's a 7-amp power supply. He would like $50 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an Astron RS20A. That's a 20-amp power supply. He would like $70 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an ICOM IC2100H. That's a 2-meter mobile. They would like $80 for it. Does anyone need any fields?
Recheck.
Recheck, go ahead.
4XB. If you would drop the prices on those three items, $10 each, please, sir.
Tommy, we'll drop those three items, $10 each. So the 7-amp power supply is $40 now, the 20-amp is $60, and the ICOM 2100H is $70, correct?
4XB, thank you, sir.
Not a problem. We'll take care of that for you. While we got a break here, we got another Echolink station up. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, KO4RMD, Kilo, Oscar 4, Romeo Mike Delta from Richmond, Virginia. Negative and negative. Thank you for the late check-in.
And that would like to say good evening. KO4RMD, Mr. Matt up there in Richmond, Virginia. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt. Hope you're doing well, and come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you. I got a different net controller each night. Net starts at 9 p.m. But again, we'd love to have you anytime you can come in and check in with us. Any other check-ins before we go back to the reading of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS. For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net continuing. The next item up on the swap net book is for sale. It's a 10-tech combo. It's a 2-meter, 6-meter transceiver. It has the microphone and a power supply to go with it, and he would like $400 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an Elenco DM330MV. That's a 32-amp switching power supply. He would like $150 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Radio Shack 10-amp 13.8 volts DC power supply. He would like $125 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Mirage B1018G. That's a 2-meter amplifier, 160 watts out, and he would like $200 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's a 10-tech Jupiter. Has the 1.29 software version. It has a desk mic, and he has a Z100 antenna tuner to go with it, and he would like $350 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT991A with the mobile bracket, and he would like $800 for it. Does anyone need any fields?
Next item up is for sale. It's a TE Systems 1452. That's a 2-meter amp, 350 watts out, and he would like $450 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a TE Systems 0552. That's a 6-meter amp, 375 watts out, and he would like $450 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Dentron MLA2500. That's an HF amplifier, and he would like $800 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an Advanced Receiver Research 2-meter mast mount preamp. He would like $150 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Swap that book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's an M-squared 7-element 6-meter beam. Has a 30-foot boom, and he would like $250 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Going to conclude the reading of the swap net book tonight. Appreciate all you fine folks out there stayed around and listened to that, to the reading of that. Those that listed items, we'll run those for a few weeks. When you sell, find, or trade these items, if you don't mind, let me know, and that way I can keep my book straight on this end. Alrighty, do we have additional check-ins before we start to rag you? Call KI4DOS. On Rag You list tonight is KN4BEM, Mr. Danny. Danny, what have you been up to today? For BEM, Danny, you still around?
West, this is KN4BEM. I am now mobile with my HD in my truck, so if you can hear me, then we'll do a Rag You. If you can't, then I will try again when I get to my destination.
Copy on him. If you're pretty solid into the repeater. You say you are mobile in with the HT in your vehicle now, right?
I am not able to copy. I will be at my destination in about a few minutes. I will check back in if the net is still going on. If not, then next time.
Danny, just give us a recheck when you get back, when you get to your destination. And he goes, well, I've got another rag chewer up here. I'll go ahead and pick him up while you're getting to your destination. You be careful out there on the mobile. Next one up is Mr. Ray, K4SUG, up Traveler's Rest. Mr. Ray, you and Miss Edie have a good day today.
Gary, we had a good one. I've got to get my head on straight here in a minute. I just had a pretty decent day today, really. Had a little problem with my chipper. It is just not winding up like it ought to, and it keeps jamming up. So that's what I was working on when you came up. I didn't go back to it today, but I'll be going back to it tomorrow, see if I can get it straightened out, provided it don't rain. I think he's wanting some more chips to put on something down she got down here. Those chips make good ground covers around your flowers and bushes and stuff like that, and they work real good on these walking trails out here to keep mud down over.
Well, to interrupt your working on your chipper today, I'm glad you got that chip out of it where it turns free now, though. You got that done before I got there. But I tell you what, those azaleas you up there at your house are just absolutely beautiful. They're showing themselves out again this year. But I'm glad you called me, because if it gets as cold tonight as they say it's going to, they'll be kind of brown looking tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm hoping they don't get down quite that far. So far, we're down in the 50s, and that don't leave it far to go into the 30s, but we can keep your fingers crossed and hope for the best. Wind keep blowing a little bit, that helps keep the frost from settling on it, and that would be a plus. Goes with the territory, Gary. You just have to take what comes. I hadn't learned to control the weather yet, over.
Well, Ray, if you learn to do that, keep it to yourself. Don't tell anybody. You have a lot of people mad. Oh, man.
But no, we can't do nothing about the weather. We have to deal with it as it comes. It's 43.4 degrees here. It's dropped 0.2 of a degree in about the last 10 minutes. So it'll probably cool on down, but we live here on top of the hill where the wind is blowing real well. And, well, we expected the wind to come in with that cold front, didn't we?
Hold it. My weather station in Yonavala calling for rain. I don't know when it'll get you, but we'll wait and see what that happens, too. Rain could save the bushes, save the flowers, too. If you get a light coat of ice on there, that will protect the things, believe it or not, keep them from freezing hard enough to kill them.
Would believe that. I was watching a gardening thing on one of the channels on the TV the other night, and they were talking about if they were predicting frost for your area and you already had plants in the garden, to go out there in the morning, before the sun comes up. And or right as the sun comes up, he said, and water everything, and just he said it rinses the frost off of them, and it should not affect it that bad. But I believe I'd do it the other way around, Ray. I believe I'd go ahead and put the water on them and just let the water run. I don't believe it'd get down far enough for it to freeze.
I don't believe it's going to hit freezing. I'm optimistic until it proves opposite of it.
I hope it don't get down that far.
They learn to control the weather. A lot of these politicians seem to think they can. I guess we'll wait and see who wins.
Oh, my goodness. Don't leave that up to the politicians now.
I don't leave that to the politicians. I don't trust them as far as I can throw this house.
I'm like you. I don't trust them too far either, Ray.
Well, what we get, I reckon, Gary. We've survived a bit. A lot of others. We'll survive this one, too.
No doubt about that. We'll get through it. It may not be as, may not be completely pain-free, but we'll get through it.
Well, I want to get up here and get as soon as this freeze gets over with. You saw my little plants I had sitting out here. I got them sitting in the hamstack now so they don't get bit. So hopefully I'll get them in the ground as soon as this little freeze spell's over. I think this will probably be the last one. Hope so, anyhow.
I've got the garden spot ready to put the stuff in, but I haven't put anything out there yet. Hadn't even bought any tomato plants or anything yet, so if it's raining Saturday, I might go do it in the rain. It won't hurt to buy them in the rain.
No, if you've got your ground worked up to where you can do it, the rain will help them. That'll settle them in good and save you having to tote water to pour on them.
To do that, I get me a hose pipe down there. I've got it, the one that goes down to the garden all the time now, and I don't have to worry about that. The only thing I don't like is if I had a creek like you got, I could set me up a pump and stuff like the way you got yours set up. That way it wouldn't be the city water with all this chlorine and everything else they put in it.
Yeah, that's what I do. I got some 5-gallon buckets I put in a trailer behind the lawnmower, go down there and fill them buckets up with water out of the creek and then haul it back up to the garden. That's what I use, those.
The problem is, it's a long way to the creek from my house.
Yeah, it is. All uphill when you come back, too.
You better believe that. I go down there and get 3 5-gallon buckets and come back and won't have 2 gallons.
That makes me remember when I was a little younger than I am now. We had a spring down at the foot of the hill, and it was a pretty long haul down there. I can't really say how far it was, but it seemed like it was about a half a mile. It was maybe a quarter mile anyway. I vouch for that much of it. And the water
we had, there's another creek. There's a creek running across the back side of the property, but it was further away than the spring was. So I had to haul water from the spring to the house for all our household chores and duties, including taking a bath. And believe it or not, we did have to take a bath. In the summertime, we'd go to the creek and do it, Joe, instead of having to haul water to the house. That worked pretty good, too. And the time when it really got rough was hog killing time. And my dad and his people, and when it come to hog killing, they could need more water than I could count. And I weighed probably about 60 pounds then, and I carried that water up there in 2 5-gallon buckets. I couldn't carry it in one, because one was in the sideways, and I couldn't walk. I had to carry two, so it balanced over.
He was carrying just about as much weight as two buckets than you weighed, right?
Well, what is 9 pounds to the gallon? 5 9 45 pounds.
It made us tough, I guess. And that's all we had to do. We had to do it because didn't have a whole lot of choice about it. And if we didn't do it, them razor strops didn't feel too good.
Yeah. Well, you do what you got to do. And I was young and frisky and stayed in the woods and in the fields most all the time. One time I wasn't working in the garden and in the fields, I was in the woods. And they made me earn my keep pretty much. And, they sound like me and sound great, but it's not. I appreciate what they did for me when we all had to do something. We had to run a living, Gary, and most of it covered that garden over.
That's so, Ray. And, you had to feed the family out of it and then maybe sell a few extra vegetables. Make a dollar or two so you could buy some staples that you didn't have out there that you grew yourself. And of course, most of your meat come from, like you said, hunting or killing hogs or something of that nature. But, it wasn't an easy life, but sometimes I think it was a lot more simple than we have it now.
I didn't worry about me getting a sunburn if I stayed in the sun too much, or get bee stung, or chigger bites. Now, the chigger bites drove me up the wall. But we picked blackberries, and we had there's some wild grapes in the woods. We picked blackberries and had some apples on the property and planted a garden. Then we had corn in the fields and other things, and we worked it all out. And Mother would can what she could in the summertime. We'd pick our vegetables and carry them to the grocery store and swap fresh vegetables for things like staples like sugar and coffee and flour and things like that. We didn't grow any wheat, but we could get what flour we need by swapping vegetables for. And in the wintertime, we swapped canned stuff the same way.
DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, K4SUG. Ray, they don't do that barter system much anymore, especially at the grocery stores. I imagine if you went in and talked to the people real nice, they might work out a little deal with you for some fresh vegetables. I like mine coming out of the garden, and I try to share as much as I can. I try to get people, I've got neighbors around here that have eaten quite a number of vegetables out of the garden. But they want me to dig it up, plant it, raise it up, harvest it, and then bring it to them. And, if I've told a lot of them, I said, if you'll come over here and pick what you want, I said, you're welcome to it. But, most of them won't get out there in the sunshine and pick vegetables.
Well, I used to pick me some, and when I wanted something from the Five and Dime store, we'd have to go to the Five and Dime store maybe once every couple of weeks and pick out something that we wanted to bring home. My dad
tried to give me a quarter a week for an allowance, and I could usually find something I'd get for that quarter. If they couldn't find it for a quarter, I'd have to save a quarter for the next week. Anyhow, it works out. And I used to get some of the vegetables out of the garden and go up on the side of the road, set me up a little stand and sell vegetables. And believe it or not, people would buy them.
Believe that, no problem. I've had folks stop and ask me, said, you going to sell this or you going to sell that? I tell them, no, I'm not going to sell it, but if you want to come get you some, I said, come on. And, yeah, they'd rather pay me to go out there and pick it, I guess, and they would get out there and pick it themselves.
Yeah, Jerry was just a little fella, and he was wandering around the yard, and I went out here in the backyard one day. I found some, we had a peach tree. It come up by itself. It had some peaches on it. I climbed up there and got them peaches off, and got a squirrel out there in the pecan tree and put that together with a few other odds and ends. That's what we had for supper. He said he couldn't believe it. You go out in the backyard and find something to eat.
That's what I like to do, Ray.
Well, it's not as easy to do now as it was then, but it can still be done.
You know, we don't keep blackberry vines like we used to, or, you know, it's hard to find them. Well, if you go out in the woods, it ain't too hard to find them, but I remember when I was little, they was everywhere, and now that people keep them cut down, and, you know, the wild ones anyway, and you can't find no wild blackberries or strawberries either. But we used to go out and pick all kind of those things up, and just eat our fill, you know. We didn't think nothing about missing a lunch at home because we was out in the woods. We'd find us something to eat and keep on going.
Yeah. Back behind the house, back over next to the railroad track, I'd go over there and get wild strawberries. Yeah, it was a good life, Gary. We didn't have any money, but we ate regular.
Well, that's the main thing, Ray. You know, we didn't have a lot either, but, you know, I look around at all we got now, and I said, my goodness, you know, how did I collect all this stuff? But you know what? It ain't nothing but stuff.
Neither.
Well, the one thing about it, most of it don't eat.
It's been a good life, Gary, and I hope it'll hang around here a little while longer and keep on enjoying it. I'm going to go in and get me a cup of coffee. How about you?
I might get off here in just a few minutes. Joy's got me something in there. I don't know what it is. Some kind of little old... I think she made an apple pie is what I think it is. But she said I couldn't get into it till after the net, so I have to wait and see. But probably get me a cup of coffee, a piece of pie, or whatever it is she's got under that cover in there. But in the meantime, you and Miss Edie take care. Y'all have a great day tomorrow. Try not to work too hard, and stay well and stay safe. And enjoyed the visit today, Ray. But in the meantime, y'all take care, and we'll talk at you a little bit later.
I hear you and the rest of the net. Have a good one, and we'll see you again next time. K4SUG.
Take care. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. In Whiskey Victor 6 Zulu, WV6Z, Tom in Traveler's Rest. Like to say hello to Ray, Miss Edie, and hope you and Miss Joy have a great evening. 73 to you and everybody on the net. Please check me in and out.
This is KN4BM. I am now at a fixed location. Ready for a quick rag, too, if that's still on the table.
Uniform Kilo, Wayne and Seneca.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to WV6Z. That's Mr. Tom up there at Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tom. Hadn't heard you in a while. Hope you're doing well. And KG4MUK, Mr. Wayne down there in Seneca. That's another one I hadn't heard in a while. Wayne, I hope y'all are doing well down there in Seneca. good hearing you on the air tonight. And next up on the rag chew list is KN4BEM, Mr. Danny. He's got back at non-mobile now, so we'll see what Danny's got to tell us. How's your day been, Danny?